USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump last night unable to watch the Democratic debate, which featured Mike Bloomberg for the first time. That's because President Trump was holding a Make America Great Again rally in Phoenix, Arizona, where he told supporters of Bloomberg,
"And now they have a new member of the crew, Mini Mike. No boxes. We call him No Boxes. And I hear he's getting pounded tonight. You know he's in a debate. I hear they're pounding him."
And Bloomberg was the target of the other Dems from the beginning of that debate. Early on, Elizabeth Warren said of Bloomberg,
"A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians." And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg.
Many observers saying Bloomberg didn't seem to be able to keep up with the other candidates, while Warren was the most tweeted about candidate of the evening during the event. And this is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
After days and days of heavy rains and flooding, the Mississippi governor is expressing some relief, but he's also issued a strong warning. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Governor Tate Reeves gave an optimistic outlook on flooding in the state. High water is dropping below flood stage, but
we do not expect that the water level will drop below 33 feet until Friday.
Governor Reeves says thankfully there have been no deaths or serious injuries from the flooding so far. But for now, they're asking residents to stay out of their flooded homes. Reeves says damage assessments will be critical to meeting federal standards for aid to assist in their recovery.
A Mardi Gras tragedy last night as a woman was killed when she was run over by a Mardi Gras parade float in New Orleans. The unidentified woman reportedly tried to cross between two sections of what was a tandem float when she tripped on the hitch that was connecting them. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
President Trump's appointing U.S. Ambassador to Germany Richard Grenell to be the acting director of national intelligence, tweeting late yesterday that Grenell is highly respected and has represented the U.S. exceedingly well. Grenell takes the job from Joseph McGuire. McGuire has been acting DNI since Dan Coats resigned last August. NASCAR driver Ryan Newman out of a hospital just 2 days after a very serious crash at the end of the Daytona 500. His racing team posting a photo of Newman walking out of Halifax Medical Center in Daytona Beach late yesterday, holding the hands of his two young daughters. That crash involving Newman's car happened in the last lap of Monday evening's race. The car slammed into a wall. It was struck by another car. It flipped and rolled and caught fire, sliding across the finish line. Newman ended up finishing fourth. And the man who invented the cut, copy, and paste computer function is dead. Larry Tesler, an early Silicon Valley computer pioneer, died on Monday at the age of 74. Tesler was working at Xerox when Steve Jobs hired him away to come and work for Apple. That's where he eventually became the company's chief scientist. The copy and paste function, arguably his most famous impact on computing, first appeared in Apple software in 1983. Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.